action for the war years. Coffee and confusion. On a humid Monday night in the summer of 1965, after finding an $8 hotel room in the then economically friendly city of San Francisco, I lugged my banjo and black hardshell prop case 10 sweaty blocks uphill to the Coffee and Confusion, where I had signed up to play for free. The club was tiny and makeshift, decorated with chairs, tables, a couple of bare light bulbs, and nothing else. I had romanticized San Francisco as an exotic destination, away from friends and family and toward mystery and adventure. So I often drove my 20-year-old self up from Los Angeles to audition my fledgling comedy act at a club, or to play banjo on the street for tips. I would either sleep in my VW van, camp out in Golden Gate Park, pay for a cheap hotel, or snag a free room in a Haight-Ashbury Victorian crash pad by making an instant friend. At this point, my act was a catch-all, cobbled together from the disparate universes of juggling, comedy, banjo playing, weird bits I'd written in college, and magic tricks. I was strictly Monday night quality, the night when, traditionally, anyone could get up to perform. All we entertainers knew Mondays were really audition nights for the club. I walked past Broadway in Columbus where Lawrence Ferlinghetti